Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September 1st in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Hour 2 at 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio, in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Now listen, we talked about Donald's speech while Barack's in Asia, while Hillary's not even in the discussions, and while the Brazilian president got axed, removed from office for fiscal irregularities. Donald Trump, the mainstream press claims, tries a jarring new style. Diplomatic. Wow. Can't they ever say anything good? A masterful delivery by Donald, like him or hate him. He's in the middle of the most important discussions in America. He's bringing cogent, logical viewpoints to the table. And agree or disagree with Donald on each point is not the point. The point is, are you going to be fair and cover it properly, or are you just going to manipulate and pervert the reality? Donald stood by the Mexican president Nieto yesterday. Incredible delivery. And then came back to Phoenix and remained true to his points, but yet a completely different side of Donald. Donald asked a very important question. What's Hillary's response on the border? You guys say I'm light on the details. Here's my plan. Here's the details. Now, what's Hillary going to do about the border? Ask her. Everybody in the media should be asking her. What's going to be done to put America first? What's going to be done to tell the American people to put on your oxygen mask before you help somebody else put on theirs? Not because you don't care about those other people, but because you want to make sure you're able to help. There's no point trying to put on your baby's oxygen mask and you die halfway through it and both of you die. That doesn't make any sense. And so what is Hillary going to do? Brilliant question asked by Donald. He said to Mr. Nieto, I call you a personal friend. He looks over at him and ignores all the barbs, all the bluster from Nieto. And then he says, look, we're going to build the wall. We just are. We're going to renegotiate trade agreements. We're going to put America first. We're going to stop the crisis on the border. We're going to stop the criminal activities and protect the American people first. We're going to stop illegals from taking our jobs. We're going to make sure that we don't have a crisis on the border because of terrorism. And the highlights of his immigration discussions in Mexico and Phoenix yesterday, we highlighted in the first hour. Now, they say Mexicans view their president's invitation to the Donald as a massive historic error. I disagree. It was brilliant for Nieto to do so. Let Nieto bluster a little bit. Donald's smart to just let it go. And I actually cut out a little piece from the Donald speech that I think you ought to hear because it makes the point. The point that I think Hillary needs to respond to, and that's this, Kurt.
It's our right as a sovereign nation to choose immigrants that we think are the likeliest to thrive and flourish and love us.
He talked about assimilation, Kurt, which is a point we cannot ignore. He said, listen, it's fine to have your culture. It's fine to have your heritage. No problem. But, Kurt, are these people going to assimilate into America? Are they going to become Americans? Are they going to learn our way of life, prosper and succeed in our way of life? Do they have a way to get here and not drain the system? All these things will be discussed and put in place to put America first again, to preserve our culture, but at the same time, be kind and generous around the world. It can be done. Kurt, I don't agree with all the points of his speech. But I have to agree that he's created the most important, appropriate dialogue with the critical points that I've ever seen regarding immigration in my whole lifetime. He mentioned that our policies are old and failed, and they've been stale for 50-plus years, and it's time to redo them. Let the current bogus laws sunset, create new appropriate guidelines to defend America, but yet bring the best and the brightest and the smartest to the freest, safest nation in the world. It was an incredible speech, Kurt. Disagree with any point you choose. You got to give him credit for being at the center of the dialogue. Hillary's flat out sidelined, Kurt. And now he's saying, what does Hillary say? Kurt?
Well, and I would say simply about all this, Sam, just ask yourself this one other question. You know, you talked about the $4 million he spent and the $10 million he's going to spend. How many millions, even maybe billions, is this kind of coverage worth to his campaign?
And I don't even know. I just know they say, I mean, before, what was it? How much money was?
Was it $2.6 billion?
No, that was Hillary's side, 3 point something. Oh, his was like, I don't know.
Four something.
Anyway, it was massive, though. You're right.
But it's simply because it is news what he's doing.
Great point. It is.
Interesting. And, you know, you've got, it's not just a media op. It's an event. And, you know, you got, I mean, yesterday, for example, he basically flew his own plane, as I understand it, to Mexico to meet with the Mexican president. Hey, I mean, I don't know of hardly any media that wasn't covering it, that wasn't, you know, trying to get a live feed of it, you know, get the audio.
How do you not carry that historical reality when you've been criticizing illegality and the problems for a year, and now you sit down with the president to discuss solutions? How do you not cover that?
I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's just a masterful move. I mean, all it is it's what should be done.
Amen. And it doesn't even mean we agree with Donald at every point. That isn't the point.
But it's what we, you know, have said for a long time is that, you know, Bill Clinton years ago said this when he was up against George, I don't remember which Bush it was, but he said, it's the economy, stupid. That was his phrase back then, the way I remember it. And that's really what gets people to vote. And so that's what this really comes down to, is it's the economy. And, you know, he's hitting on all the cylinders. You know, he may not be going as far as we'd like, for example, and he's not saying, hey, not only will we quit giving the freebies out to the illegal immigrants, but we'll, you know, he's not saying we're going to cut it off to all you Americans that shouldn't be getting it either, you know, like we'd say, because government shouldn't be handing out freebies to anybody. But on the other hand, at least he's sure going a lot farther than, you know, and getting in the right direction. You know what I mean, Sam?
I know exactly what you're saying. And that's my whole point, is that what's Hillary talking about? Ask her. Right now, Donald is bringing up some of the most important points, is, hey, how do we stop illegals?
Yep.
How do we stop criminals? How do we change our policies to where, you know what, we reward those who literally will assimilate, want to come here for the right reasons, and can help make America awesome? America's built by immigrants. No one's denying that, Kurt.
And another great, great point that you brought up and that Trump hit on is a simple fact that in Mexico, you know, the drug lords and all those guys, I mean, it's rough enough here in America with the gangs and the different things like that. But, you know, the drug lords and things have huge power there. And, you know, this idea that we'll work to, you know, help you eliminate that kind of threat and that kind of problem, making Mexico a better place so that, hey, people don't feel like, hey, the only safe place for us to go is America, right?
Absolutely, I mean, that's part of the genius of the Donald discussions. And again, agree with him or disagree with him on any point you want to. The fact is, he's bringing critical issues. He's got well thought out points. He's got plans that work. Everybody says the Latinos hate him, but you know what? He had a bunch of Latinos there loving him and saying, "I'm voting for Trump because I don't want criminal illegals, you know what, killing my family members. I don't want that." Well, you can't blame them. And you've even got all kinds of countries saying, we just want to flee to America because it's not safe in our countries. I don't blame them either. But I also know that doesn't mean that we're going to just open our borders to make our country unsafe. Then where are you going to run to? That doesn't help. And so this discussion, in my opinion, Kurt, is critical. And a lot of the points that I've made over the years about immigration, Donald hit on. One of the most important pieces that I identify with Donald on is he said, look, we've got to get rid of this handout system. He called it a a free something magnet. I can't remember the exact words. You'll have to look in the speech. But it was basically, we're not going to have this magnet of giving everybody everything, this welfare magnet. Got to get rid of that. Donald couldn't be more right on that, Kurt, if he wanted to. And that's just spot on stuff. I thought that was really important.
I don't know how to agree with you more on that, Sam. I mean, it's like the person that wants to clean up their house and get all the flies out, and then they leave the rotting piece of meat in there. It's
and just, the door open.
Yeah.
And on the border's open there. It's crazy. Let's talk about this, because I think this is one of the most salient points of all. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your favorite news the networks refuse to use, Liberty Roundtable Live radio station.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam and Kurt live talking about Donald's speech last night in Phoenix. And I know people are like, why do you just keep talking about Donald? Who cares? The guy's goofy. Okay, I understand. I also understand that he's initiated some of the most important dialogues on some of the most important subjects in America than we've seen in our whole lifetimes. That's something you cannot ignore. The belligerence and hostility of the mainstream press is one of them. Has Donald gone too far and kind of, in a clown way, defocused the real points? To some degree. Nevertheless, he's at least had the guts to get it done. Well, immigration. is another critical piece, Kurt. And the reality is Donald has made an incredible difference. And what we need to do is, whether you agree with Donald or not, whether you think he's goofy or not, whether you agree with his points or not, isn't the issue. The issue is, let's talk about immigration in a meaningful, productive, non-divisive way. How do we reward good people around the world? How do we help them assimilate in an appropriate, controlled way that does not drain our system? How do we bring the best? How do we reject the worst? How do we stop criminals? How do we help Mexicans make Mexico great? And how do we make sure that Mexicans don't really want to come here for a better life because they got a great life in their own country? How do we do all that? Well, in my opinion, Donald laid out some very cogent points to get that done. And one of the things he talked about was this assimilation idea, this idea that if you're going to come to America, you need to become an American. This idea that if you're going to come to America, you better not plan on getting on the dole. This idea that if you're going to come to America, you better not be a criminal and a thug and mean to do a ne'er-do-well thugocracy. Don't join gangs. Don't come here and be a gangbanger. Don't come here and be problematic. Come here, bring skills, bring family. But you know what? How do we work on that? And I think starting by locking down the border is a great point. By getting rid of the welfare magnet is another great point. And by dealing with countries appropriately, if they're not willing to take back the people that came here from their countries, we need to deal with them harshly and say, you know what? We're not tolerating this. You're not going to export your criminals and thugs and send them to us. That's not happening. And whether you agree with Donald or not on the different points, Kurt, you got to admit his points have been well thought out and well delivered. And where's Hillary in this discussion? Where is she? She was invited to go talk to the Mexican president also. Now you can say, well, golly, it's beneath her to talk to the Mexican. Look, this is our southern border, folks. What does Mexico have, Kurt? 100 million people, about a third of what America has?
I think so.
When you got that big of a country on our southern border,
yeah,
in which we have incredible trade going on back and forth, you've got to talk to them, don't you?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's like saying, hey, you got this massive customer here next to you, but let's go, never talk to them, never work on that, and we'll try to deal with people around the world. I mean, it doesn't make sense, you know. I mean, you you pointed it out so well, and he puts it very well in his plans. You know, I was looking at a WorldNet Daily piece on it. Basically, it's Trump gives juicy details on his immigration plan. I mean, it's very well thought out. He says, we'll build a great wall along the southern border. Mexico is going to pay for the wall 100%. They don't know it yet, but they're going to pay for the wall. Day one, Trump said he will begin working on an impenetrable, tall, powerful, beautiful southern wall. He promised to use above and below ground sensors, aerial surveillance, and increased manpower. He said he'll find and destroy underground tunnels. We're going to in catch and release. Under my administration, anyone who illegally crosses the border will be detained until they are removed out of our country and sent back to the country from which they came. Zero tolerance for criminal aliens. Zero, zero, zero. They don't come in here, Trump said. According to federal data, there are at least 2 million criminal aliens inside America. We'll begin moving them out day one as soon as I take office. Day one in joint operation with local, state, and federal law enforcement. That's where your local sheriff and, you know, that kind of thing works together. Day one, my first hour in office, those people are gone. You can call it deported if you want. The press doesn't like that term. You can call it whatever the heck you want. They're gone. We'll issue detainers for illegal immigrants who are arrested for any crime whatsoever, and they'll be placed into immediate removal proceedings. If we even have to do that, Trump said he'll terminate the Obama administration's non-enforcement policies that allow illegal aliens to roam the streets of Americans. You know, Obama even had one of his speeches, committing crimes without consequence. My plan also includes cooperating closely with local jurisdictions to remove criminal aliens immediately. And then he talked about getting 5,000 more border agents put. You certainly got a lot of those TSA guys. You could just, put them on a new job. Put more of them on the border instead of behind desks. He said his administration will expand the number of Border Patrol offices significantly. We'll end the sanctuary cities that have resulted
now, let me stop
in
you there,
so
Kurt.
Many.
I mean, not only did he say he would end the sanctuary cities and stop the thuggery going on, but he said we will help rebuild these cities. Now, I'm not so sure it's the federal government's role to do that, Kurt.
Well, you rebuild them by basically, you start doing those tariffs on the borders and those companies come back and they rebuild them themselves simply by putting those jobs and those factories back in America.
Now, I agree. My point is that's not exactly what he talked about, the details of getting done. And again, I agree with rebuilding those cities. The question, as you wisely point out, Kurt, is how we do it. And you've provided the way that I support to do it. Whether Donald's on board to do that or whether he'd get a big old, cash cow from the feds and borrow money to do it, I don't know. But it's a discussion for a later day. Let's agree where we agree. Right. And we agree that those cities can be rebuilt and ought to be rebuilt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
And you know what? We can discuss the down-the-road details all day later. That's one of the great negotiating strategies, Kurt. Why do we want to argue with Donald on the details right now? I think you and Donald have different views. I support your view, but I'm telling you, why fight about it now?
Yep.
Why not just say, wonderful, we agree. Let's rebuild those cities. We can discuss how best to do it soon. We can lock the border down and discuss what we're going to do with a lot of the people here that may be good people. Is there a way forward for them?
Yep.
Do we have to deport every one of them? Well, we'll see. Those are up for discussions. But let's start by locking the border down, getting rid of illegals, criminals, and let's go ahead and, if your visa's expired, you're out of here. You're out of here.
So how many of those people have lost their jobs over the years to what Perot called the sucking sound or whatever? How many of those people that have either lost those good jobs and they're working two or three jobs to try to make ends meet are now thinking when they hear Trump talk about how NAFTA is a disaster. Well, he says disaster. I'd call it a NAFTA disaster. But anyway, and he's pledging to renegotiate the trade agreement. He says, I'm going to tell our NAFTA partners that I intend to immediately renegotiate the terms of that agreement to get a better deal for our workers. And I don't mean just a little bit better. I mean a lot better. If they do not agree to a renegotiation, then I'll submit notice under Article 2205 of the NAFTA agreement that America intends to withdraw from the deal.
That's my
point.
He's
got all the
cards. They're praising Trump left and right. That's what I mean. How can the mainstream press lie and pretend Donald can't get it done? Why didn't they say that when all the other presidential candidates in 2008 and 2012 talked about a border fence, Kurt? They were almost unanimous that they were building a border fence. They didn't get the criticism Donald's getting. Why?
When you're catching flack, you're right on target.
Amen to that, sir. We'll come back, talk about it more. Critical issues on tap, ladies and gentlemen.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
In a growing number of cases, federal courts are treating religious liberty as an indulgence that the government can grant or deny as a matter of convenience, warn legal affairs commentators Mitchell Rocklin and Howard Slew. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals recently upheld an administrative rule in Washington State that requires all pharmacies to stock and dispense drugs that induce an abortion. The regulatory body allowed a number of exceptions, but ruled against a conscience-based objection lodged by the religious owners of a pharmacy chain. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito pointed out that the rule upheld by the Ninth Circuit was specifically tailored to deny a religious liberty claim rather than being a rule of general application. The Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals took a similar view in its ruling in Little Sisters of the Poor v. Burwell, which involved a Catholic charity that objected to the Obamacare contraception coverage mandate for all employers. In that case, the court made itself into an arbiter of religious doctrine by claiming that the mandate did not violate the Catholic charity's faith in a substantial way. That ruling was appealed to the Supreme Court, which remanded it back to the Tenth Circuit for further consideration. Similar rulings have been made in cases involving a Jewish prisoner who was not allowed to organize an inmate Bible study and a Christian Marine prohibited to display Bible verses on her desk. In those and other similar rulings, courts have usurped the role of clergy and treated religious liberty as a state-granted indulgence rather than an individual right, contend Rocklin and Slew. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic, but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
This will be a little bit different. This won't be a rally speech per se. Instead, I'm going to deliver a detailed policy address on one of the greatest challenges facing our country today, illegal immigration.
Now, the mainstream press has been asking for details and to move away from rallies and move to policy speeches for quite some time. Where's their appropriate respect for that, huh? I think there's a few people there, by the way.
I just landed, having returned from a very important and special meeting with the president of Mexico, a man I like and respect very much, and a man who truly loves his country, Mexico.
Valid point there now, folks.
And by the way, just like I am a man who loves my country, the United States.
Oh, that's a way to start out now, isn't it?
We agreed on the importance of ending the illegal flow of drugs, cash, guns, and people across our border, and to put the cartels out of business.
Hey, do you agree with that, ladies and gentlemen? Where's the mainstream press to give that a fair shake,
huh? We also discussed the great contributions of Mexican-American citizens to our two countries, my love for the people of Mexico, and the leadership and friendship that we have between Mexico and the United States. It was a thoughtful and substantive conversation, and it will go on for a while, and in the end, we're all going to win. Both countries, we're all going to win.
There's a negotiator, my friends. What's Hillary saying right now? What's she doing right now? Where is she? Why is she not part of the discussion, the debate? She was invited to attend.
This is the first of what I expect will be many, many conversations. And in the Trump administration, we're going to go about creating a new relationship between our two countries. But it's going to be a fair relationship. We want fairness. But to fix our immigration system, we must change our leadership in Washington, and we must change it quickly. Sadly, there is no other way. The truth is, our immigration system is worse than anybody ever realized. But the facts aren't known because the media won't report on them. The politicians won't talk about them.
I think the crowd agrees with Donald.
Special interests spend a lot of money trying to cover them up because they are making an absolute fortune. That's the way it is. Today, on a very complicated and very difficult subject, you will get the truth.
Now, you got to admit, agree or disagree with Donald. By the way, the speech is long. There's no way we can play it all on the radio today. But I want to play some of it to give you a flavor of the delivery. Folks, agree or disagree with him on every point. The delivery in Mexico and the delivery last night was flawless. The idea that he doesn't know how to hold his tongue and handle the situations in which he finds himself is absolutely blown out of the water, proven bogus. And agree or disagree with Donald on each point is not the point. The point is he is bringing forward a discussion that the mainstream press and the bureaucrats in Washington have covered up for way too long. And he tells the truth on so many points, Kurt, it's even hard to break it all down. But I got to give Donald credit, agree with him or not. He's bringing the dialogue to the people in a very candid, very truthful way. The question is, will the media betray him all the way to the end? Or will they admit when he's got factual truth points on his side? Okay, I haven't seen a single mainstream press article, Kurt, talk about Donald and Nieto agreed they will get rid of the drug cartels, the crime, the drugs, the guns flowing across our border, all paired up the cash with illegal activity. Why isn't that something the mainstream press is willing to admit? That's a huge agreement if both men are serious. We don't know if they are or not. We don't know if Nieto's just playing along and he's really in bed with the cartels or not. But I'm telling you, who else has said that in your lifetime, Kurt? Who else that actually might have the power to do something literally about this has blatantly laid that out so clear, so bare, so direct, so honestly? We will stop the welfare magnet. We'll shut it down. We will reject illegals and those who have overstayed their visas. We will reject criminals. We will find a way forward for the rest, but we will build a wall. We will shut our border, and we'll change it now. And our bogus policies that are 50-plus years old have got to go. And now it's time to sit down at the table and let the negotiations begin. That's basically what Donald said. And then he said, where's Hillary in this discussion? Hillary, everybody, answer. Where is Hillary and what is her claim? What is she doing? What is she saying? What's going on? Let's get this done. Kurt, it was masterful. The whole speech I put in your audio folder, by the way. And I'm telling you.
Yeah, I saw it.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Where has it been delivered like that in your lifetime, Kurt? I don't really support Donald because I don't believe he's a constitutionalist. But where has it been said like this ever?
It's a great point. And, you know, we've looked at, in our lifetimes, you know, like great men that have brought to the forefront good things. For example, Ron Paul, you know, with the Fed and the so many other things. Well, this whole immigration thing has been festering, or basically just, you know, been a problem for years and years and years. And then these trade deals are the same way, you know, basically the king men, the kind of trading, making deals with their buddies and leaving all the normal Americans just out to lunch, you know, off the ticket, if you will. And you know, so this is, once again, it's the economy, and that's what you got all these people showing up to listen to him and to vote. That's why he got all these other votes this year, even with 17 other candidates. You know, he broke the records. Imagine if there was only a few candidates, but I still think that's, you know, I mean, the bottom line is the guy's saying stuff that needed to be said and done. And that's the big difference here. So many of the other guys have talked, and people say, you know, and they pretty much look at him and say, he's going to do it.
Well, I hope you're right. But I'm telling you right now, it was a masterful delivery. And the mainstream press can't even talk about the things which we should all agree. Everybody should agree. The Mexican people, the American people, Nieto, Trump, any of these people should agree. Look, we got to stop the flow of illegal cash, guns, and drugs. This criminal element's got to stop.
Yeah.
Who the heck can't agree with that?
From America into Mexico or from Mexico into America.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just anywhere there's bad, you have to oppose it. Anywhere there's good, you embrace it.
But they're not even talking about this, Kurt.
That's right. He who owns the media.
That's why Donald needs to come on Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday.
Yep.
And he needs to go on all the other alternative media solutions and force the mainstream press to start talking about it. It can be done. We may not have as much clout as we wish we had, but we've got way more than we think we do. And the fact is, we can force this to be a discussion. We can. Yep. Because I think even if you talk to every governor in the United States, most sheriffs in the United States, they will agree that, hey, we've got a big problem with drugs in our cities and gangs, and a lot of it is done by illegal immigrants. A lot of it is done by drug cartels that need to be stopped.
Yep. Great point.
All right, Kurt. In Maine, there's a defiant governor up there. Do you know about this guy? Paul R. LePage?
Remember. It seems like I've heard of his name.
All right. Well, anyway, he's in trouble over racial discussions, Kurt. He had the audacity to say the illegals and the immigrants are the ones bringing a lot of the drugs and sex and crime in, and it's got to be stopped. And they called him a racist and melted down, and now he's battling for his political life.
Wow. That's interesting, isn't it?
Now, did he deliver it right? No. He didn't, Kurt.
The only way you deliver it right, according to the media, is you just say what they want you to say.
That's right.
That's right. Good point.
Okay, now, I'm not here to defend any comments he may have made. Again, I'm not even a defender of a lot of Donald's comments, Kurt, because it's not the way I would say it. Okay, I'm pretty bold, and I call people thugs, but I don't literally attack people's race and personal appearances and opinions and things. I talk more about principle and less about people, if you will. So I'm not really for Donald or LePage's comments many times, but I will say this. Are you allowed to say you got illegals and immigrants bringing drugs and sex and cash and gangs into this country? Or are you not even allowed to say that even though it's true? How, if you don't identify the problem, can you find a solution, huh? If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, we're talking about Paul LePage up there in Maine. They said he had overgeneralizations of race and drugs and everything else. And he's talking about, hey, we got drugs and violence and all these problems. And, hey, man, it's the blacks, it's the Hispanics, it's the illegals coming in doing all this stuff. It's a problem. Again, Kurt, I'm not really excited about his delivery. He ought to deliver it, in my mind, differently. Nevertheless, are we going to literally put these issues out in the open or are we not? Okay, the blacks want to run around with Black Lives Matter and tell you how evil the white man is. White Lives Matter tries to respond, which I disagree with Black and White Lives Matter. I say all lives matter. Nevertheless, the Southern Poverty Law Center, White Lives Matter is a terrorist organization now or a hate group. They're both hate groups, folks. When are we going to call a spade a spade? And when it comes to Donald Trump and his rhetoric, I would dial it back personally. But you know what? I'm interested in principle, not people. And I'm going to set aside whether it's the rhetoric of Donald Trump or Paul LePage. And I'm going to say, look, are they right on the issue or wrong? If they're wrong on the issue, then I'm going to stand against them. And if they're right on the issue, I'm going to basically support the point. Maybe not their rhetoric, but the point. And it's true that, you know what? You got all kinds of people promoting drugs in America. And it's certainly in the inner cities and certainly in the black communities more so. And how do we stop the blacks from killing each other? How do we stop people from killing each other? How do we stop gangs and criminal activity? And how do we promote freedom and liberty and safety and prosperity for everybody? These are salient points that Donald's talking about, Paul LePage is talking about, and we the people should be talking about. And then the black people run around and go, white people won't talk about race with us. Oh, you bet I will, my friends. Why don't you get a hold of Fox News or CNN and see if they'll have Sam Bushman, white man, come and talk about race to you. Let's find a way forward with solutions. Let's find a way to put families back together, to have dad home with mom, and children look to parents for guidance and love and solution and tenderness and opportunity. Let's lay out the statistics about family, the fundamental unit of society. The greatest anti-drug agent is parents. That children can talk to. When are we going to start delivering these serious messages? And so they really attacked Paul. The Republicans are going belligerent. Paul apologized. That's his first mistake. And when are we going to talk about answers? I will not resign, says Mr. LePage. There you have it, Kurt. Any comments on the Maine defiant governor?
Well, Number one, it's good that he did some good there, saying what needed to be said. It is a problem when, you know, the media attacks you and then you go ahead and, you know, respond back to them. You just got to keep hitting it on the offense, as far as I can tell. You know, I think it was Donald Trump or somebody said, you don't score many touchdowns on defense. On offense is where you got to score points.
Well, whoever said it's right is right. So.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, there's a lot to be done. And, you know, I mean, this whole deal, if we have an honest election, and, you know, that's a massive if.
And I think Trump will win if we do that.
Yeah.
If we don't do that, I think Trump will lose, Kurt.
Yeah, well, I think anybody can. I mean, Hillary, if she knows that she's got it in the bag simply because, hey, her guys are counting the numbers, and, you know, the Homeland Security guys, I think that was one of the most recent news pieces that...
Yeah, Homeland Security is going to take care of the election just for us.
Yeah, all I can say is, you know, that just tells you that we're in...
That's kind of like the FBI closed the investigation on Hillary, but new emails came out.
Yeah.
What? It's that kind of home cooking that we got a problem with. By the way, Kurt, Deutsche Bank is in the news. They're refusing to honor clients' demand to receive their gold. Their demand for physical gold, being denied. Citizens Newswire brings the details. Beware, so, they say, history repeats itself. Promises of redemption of paper for gold will always be breached. Kurt, if you want gold, you need to take physical possession, not promises. Amen to that.
Yeah, and deal with somebody that you know, hey, you can count on them for it being real, not the kind of gold that we've seen in some of those stories where the guys, like, they just kind of painted the outside of it, right, Sam? You know, I mean,
yes.
you want some real gold. You know, every so often, ladies and gentlemen, we try to have a little fun on here, and I saw this one story, and I thought, Sam would like this, you know, because he finds a few that he knows I will enjoy. But this one, I thought, it says, British chef went temporarily deaf after eating the world's hottest noodles. Now, see, this is a standard kind of...
I saw that. That dude just kicked it, buddy. I saw that.
This is a standard kind of story that, you know... would headline the mainstream media. They love a story like this when, you know, all these stories that we've been talking about that really make a difference, that really matter, they won't have a place for it. But this this guy from London, I guess they say he ate this batch of food with what they call 100 bird's eye chilies. Have you ever had bird's eye chilies, Sam?
Have I had what now?
These things they call bird's eye chilies.
No, I
guess
haven't.
It's a certain kind of chili.
Yeah,
these were all crushed together, they say, and it gave it a rating. They call it a Scoville rating, and I've never even heard of that.
I know what a Scoville rating is.
Is that a rating for how hot?
Yeah, it's rating how hot something is. It's how many Scoville something has. Yeah, I'm very familiar with that.
Okay. Well, anyway, I knew you'd, you know, have a lot more in. You
know, oh, yeah, Kurt, for fun sometimes, like on a Friday night when I'm bored, I'll make popcorn and I'll watch people eat hot peppers on YouTube. Dude, it is crazy to watch these people. I mean, this guy eats a bunch of peppers. It gets hotter and hotter. Pretty soon he's Ralphing all over the place. It's crazy.
Okay, I got to admit that I've never watched a video of people eating hot peppers.
Dude, you type you in know, hottest pepper
I,
in the world
I guess
eating
I just
contest
don't know
YouTube.
Have a good time, you know.
Now, Kurt, listen. Yeah. You type in hottest pepper in the world eating contest or whatever YouTube, and you can watch these people eat these things. I'm telling you, it's like reality TV all over again, my friend.
Ooh, I guess this British chef who ate these world's hottest noodles, they say they were 4,000 times stronger than Tabasco sauce. What happened, I guess, he went deaf for 2 minutes after eating this. So... does that mean, like, really hot stuff affects your hearing? I guess that's what it means. He found this dish at a tiny backstreet restaurant. Where was he? Yeah, he was in Jakarta, Indonesia. They called them the death noodles. They say he scoffed down these noodles or he ate them. He started sweating, became dizzy, had to soak his head in water, and even went deaf for 2 minutes. So, it sounds like when you're in Jakarta, Sam, you know what to, get there.
Let me just tell you something right now. I like hot food, okay?
Yeah.
But I don't like food like that.
You're probably not going to eat this.
No, let me just tell you right now, I won't even try that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay? Right. I like hot foods, and I know people kind of make fun of me, and they're like, Sam, you're just stupid. You know, I understand, but I don't like that kind of hot stuff. Like, they got the hottest pepper in the world. I can't remember what it's called now. It's hotter than a ghost pepper. It's like the Carolina Reaper or something like that. And I'm telling you right now, that pepper, buddy, you watch these people try to eat it and stuff like that. This guy's just freaking out, melting down, falling down on the ground. I'm not even trying that thing, Kurt.
Yeah, they say this.
I don't need to prove I'm a man. I got 8 children and a wife. That's plenty of proof.
Yeah, this chef said, this was definitely the hottest thing I've ever eaten. Within seconds of tasting them, I was sweating and feeling sick. Then he goes on to say, everybody who tried them threw up outside in the drain. They're known as death noodles, and some locals can even finish a whole plate, which is just crazy. Now, what I want to know, Sam, is do you think that, you know, how we use chemotherapy and radiation for things like cancer and stuff, do you think, you know, maybe hot food like
yes,
hot
I do.
Noodles would... You know, be
yes,
very impressive.
I do believe, and this is just cancer. An opinion, but I do believe they could scientifically do studies and find out that a lot of these peppers and a lot of these God-given herbs and spices and such like that could do tremendous things. But, Kurt, it won't make them rich if they do that.
Yeah, I guess they're not going to be able to get a patent on it.
You know, but your point is well
like
taken.
$6,000 a capsule or something.
Your point is well taken that this stuff has real value. Now, I have eaten a ghost pepper. And I've taken, you know, I've eaten the hottest wings at Wild Wings and everything else. I've eaten some pretty hot stuff. I've eaten some stuff that the Laotians make, Cambodian food or whatever you want to say, that's hotter than all get out. But I've never eaten some of these. Some of these peppers go beyond natural growth, though, Kurt. They're genetically engineered to be hotter. I kind of draw the line between the natural hottest stuff you get and the genetically engineered stuff a little bit, personally. And I don't eat that stuff, and I'm not interested in eating it. I'm telling you, it's crazy. When people are just ralphing all over the place, I'm thinking that can't be good for you.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe I'm not very smart. Maybe I just don't get it. But to me, it's just like, you genetically engineer something beyond God's intention, and then you wonder why you puke while you're eating it? Okay. That's kind of like thinking the border's fine. Doesn't make any sense for me. The world's hottest noodles. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We got to talk about Paul Gosar tomorrow. He won, Kurt. That's great news. Richard Mack was with him just yesterday. We'll have to talk about that. We got a whole lot of stories to talk about. This Kaepernick dude's going to probably bail from the 49ers. He's kind of out of there. So there you have it. Paul Gosar likely to be out of the 49ers, says Fox News. This nation shall endure.